lady in a faded gingham dress and her husband, dressed in homespun plain suit, walked timidly without appointment into the president of Harvard Outer Office. The secretary could tell in a moment that such backward country folk had no business at Harvard. She frowned.
We want to see the president.
The man said softly.
He will be busy all day.
The secretary snapped it.
We will wait.
The lady replied. Having waited for hours, they finally were allowed to step in the president's office. The president, stern-faced with dignity, strutted toward the couple. The lady told him.
We had the son that attended Harvard for 1 year. He loved Harvard. I was very happy here. But about a year ago, he was accidentally killed. And my husband and I would like to erect a memorial to him somewhere on campus.
The president wasn't touched, but he was shocked.
Madam,
he said gruffly,
we can't put up a statue for every person who attended Harvard and died. If we did, this place would be like a cemetery.
No, we don't want to erect a statue. We thought we would give up building to Harvard.
Mr. Stanford explained. The president rolled his eyes. He glanced at the plain suit of the man and then exclaimed,
a building? Do you have any earthly idea about how much a building costs? We have over $7.5 million in the physical plant at Harvard.
For the moment, the lady and the man fell in silence. The president was pleased. He could get rid of them now. The lady turned to her husband and said quietly,
is that all it cost to start university? Why don't we just start on?
Her husband nodded. The president's face wilted in confusion and wonderment. Mr. and Mrs. Leland Stanford walked away, traveling to California, where they established the university that bears their name, a memorial to their son that Harvard no longer cares about.
Dream to the Ivy League. Dream to Stanford University. Today, we'll step in Stanford University and have an interesting test here. I know with the final exams approaching, you just view the test or exams as the unbearable lightness of being. But don't you want to take a test that increases your RP, 人品 in Chinese, over examinations? Then, try the following Ivy test. Listen carefully and answer the questions about Stanford University. For each correct answer, we Ivy team will prepare an Ivy wish for you. What kind of wish can increase your examination RP? Let's start the Ivy test and have a look.
Ivy test.
Question 1. Is the story above a truth?
Stanford University, located between San Francisco and San Jose in the heart of California's Silicon Valley, is one of the world's leading teaching and research universities. Since its opening in 1891, Stanford has been dedicated to finding solutions to big challenges and to preparing students for leadership in a complex world. And its school motto is, "The Wind of Freedom Blows."
In 1876, former California Governor Leland Stanford purchased more than 8,000 acres for a country home and began development of his famous farm. In 1884, his son died of fever when the family was traveling in Italy. They thought they no longer could do anything for their own child, but the children of California shall be their children. Therefore, they came to Harvard, MIT, Cornell to ask presidents for advice about setting up a university. They recognized that they needed $5 billion. In spite of some difficulties, they finally established a university named Stanford.
Early on the morning of April 18, 1906, a violent earthquake wrecked many of the new buildings and killed two people on campus. Some of the structures were never rebuilt, others, like the church, rose again. Graduation was postponed until September, and by then, there was no doubt that Stanford's spirit would carry it through whatever obstacles lay ahead.
Important development for Stanford is that in 1959, a dean named Frederick Tillman came up with an idea. According to his thought, Stanford ran out his 1,000 acres to many technology companies at a very low price. But in return, these companies should cooperate with Stanford to provide their students with different research programs and opportunities of internship. There is no doubt that it is a win-win way for them, and Stanford got the best resource in the world. As more and more new companies opened there, this area was famous as Silicon Valley.
As all great universities, Stanford both reflected and acted upon the larger world. Stanford students and faculty were actively involved in the civil rights movement of the 1960s and 1970s. They participated in the voter registration drives in the South, and in April 1964, the campus welcomed Dr. Martin Luther King, who addressed an overflow crowd at Memorial Auditorium. The university came home in 1965 to the earliest known student group advocating civil rights for gays and lesbians.
At the start of the 21st century, Stanford is always prepared among universities by its breadth of scholarship and pioneering faculty to provide research and real-world approaches to address many of these issues. When Jane and Lakeland Stanford founded this university, they were investing in the future. President John Hanson has nodded. Stanford University continues to do just that. We can't predict, but we can ensure that our students will be the most knowledgeable of leaders, that they will make a difference, and that they will creatively and skillfully guide the next century of progress and excellence. You are listening to Journey to the Ivy League and Baylor.
For question 1, the correct answer is, the story is just a story.
Ivy League.
Question 2, did the city Stanford establish for the Stanford University?
Stanford is since designed a place in Santa Clara County, California, United States, and is the home of Stanford University. It's an unincorporated area of Santa Clara County and is adjacent to the city of Palo Alto. Most of the Stanford University campus is situated within the CDP of Stanford. The Stanford University Medical Center and the Stanford Shopping Center on the campus periphery are counted as part of the Palo Alto, a residential neighborhood adjacent to the Stanford campus, College Terrace, featuring streets named after universities and colleges, including Cambridge, Oxford, Harvard, and Princeton. It is not part of the Stanford CDP, but of Palo Alto. Leland Stanford Junior University, or more commonly Stanford University, is a private research university in Stanford, California.
and one of the world's most prestigious institutions. The university's academic departments are organized into 7 schools.Its 8,180 arts campus is one of the largest in kind in the United States with several other buildings, such as laboratories and natural reserves located outside the main campus. Stanford faculty and alumni have founded many companies, including Google, HP, Nike, Sun Microsystems, and Yahoo. And companies founded by Stanford alumni generated more than $2.7 trillion in annual revenue, equivalent to the 10th largest economy in the world. 59 Nobel laureates have been affiliated with the university.And it is the alma mater of 30 living billionaires and 17 astronauts. Stanford has produced a total of 18 Terry Award laureates, the highest in the world for any one institution. It is also one of the leading producers of members of United States Congress.Stanford, the fame of this world had blown the world and to explore in deeper level. Let's take a sneak into it.
For question 2, the correct answer is yes. The Stanfords bought many acres of land to establish the university.
Ivy Tech.
Question 3, what's the relationship between Stanford and Silicon Valley?
Shine in campus. It's so great to see all of you again. I'm Simi. Today, Simi will take dears to see the Stanford University. Stanford is a thriving residential campus and community sitting on 8,000 acres of four fields and flat lands. Once a horse farm belonging to Jane and Leland Stanford are still fondly known as the farm.Living at Stanford brings surprises and new experiences every day in an extraordinary community of creative and accomplished people from around the world. Stanford is a residential university with over 11,000 students living on campus. Students have access not only to extraordinary campus resources but also to the Bay Area's many cultural and outdoor attractions.For example, Stanford set up community center resources, which serves for the school students. Now let's hear what the staff there said.
We provide a gateway to intellectual, cultural and leadership opportunities for all Stanford students. Each center has its own mission. Yet students seeking academic enrichment, connection to a broader community, and individual service and sports will find excellent resources in the community centers.
Great, isn't it? Stanford also has a club plans to host social and educational events from time to time. They will provide members access to continuing education programs, faculty expertise, and speaker events by industry leaders and distinguished individuals. The primary objective of the activities is to support the members in furthering their careers through personal networking and skill training. Apart from that, now Simi wants to see the school's ethics and fitness with all the dears. It's said that Stanford has a program called Be Well Balanced Meals, Be Well and Bon Appetit Cafe are working together to make it easier to select a healthy lunch for students to eat. To qualify, half the plate will be vegan, 1/4 lean protein and 1/4 carbohydrates. Look for the Be Well icon and our local cafe. I think that's interesting. Stanford students competing 35 varsity sports and 20 club sports. Students, faculty, and staff also enjoy state-of-the-art recreational facilities and fitness programs. That's right. Well, I think this university is so fantastic. Stanford also has a diversity culture. They celebrate diversity at their university and they believe that the degrees of variation in all campus life is what makes Stanford a special institution. Each person who arrives here brings a unique story, perspective, passion, and overall gift to the campus community. The varied discourses, collaborations, and relationships that shape one's experience on the farm are made possible by a multitude of perspectives. This is why they celebrate our diversity and recognize it as a core value. Increasing and sustaining diversity at Stanford is an intention that students, staff, faculty, and neighboring communities will all contribute to and hold us accountable to. From its earliest day, Stanford University has been committed to founder Jane Stanford's promise to resist the tendency of stratification of society by keeping open an avenue whereby the deserving and exceptional may rise through their own efforts. I think that must be the reason of why our university today is so active and popular among the whole world. Except from the internal of this university, it also keeps a close relationship with Silicon Valley. We can think that Stanford is the incubator for Silicon Valley. Many students graduates from Stanford go to work in companies in Silicon Valley every year. And those students who don't graduate can get practicing opportunities from many companies. Meanwhile, the Stanford University Industrial Park is important to the Silicon Valley. Because of the fantastic location, Stanford can get more chances and the students there could do better to get the wonderful opportunities. In a word, in the School of Management only produced in teaching and scientific research achievements, making her among the world's first-class university. How time flies, see you!
For question 3. The correct answer is Stanford is the incubator of Silicon Valley.
Ivy Test.
Question 4. In Stanford University, which college owns the longest history?
I've heard that the Humanities and Sciences School is well known. Could you give some brief information?
Sure. The School of Humanities and Sciences represents the heart of Stanford University, awarding 15% of undergraduate degrees and nearly 14% of doctorates. Humanities and Sciences is Stanford's largest school. Undergraduate education takes place alongside graduate training and research by faculty who are leaders in their fields. This is the Stanford advantage.
And I am curious about the faculty here. Could you tell me something about the faculty?
Yeah, outstanding faculty attracts the best undergraduate and graduate students, who in turn play an essential role in challenging and estimating scholarship. This critical mass of great minds is advantageous for everyone. For students are empowered to work in meaningful ways with professors who have expertise in fields ranging from high-energy physics to religion and global conflict. And the professors rely on students to carry out research, spark new ideas, and ultimately reshape their disciplines.
It seems that great teachers and great students can form a great collaboration. Just say something about the collaboration between them.
Your words are totally right. The school's location on campus promotes unprecedented research partnerships. Collaboration is intrinsic to the school's mission. Whether you are a freshman or Nobel Prize winner, opportunities bound to partners, like-minded scholars. At Humanities and Sciences, creative interdisciplinary tracks are encouraged and supported at the highest levels. The interdisciplinary research across humanities and sciences addresses the most urgent challenges facing society today. Problems too complex to be tackled by any single discipline. An emphasis on seeking solutions is balanced by a commitment to contribute to the basic research that forms the foundation for all future discoveries.
I think I have collected enough information about the School of Humanity and Science. Could you give me some information about the engineering school?
You are really full of questions, my dear. Stanford Engineering has been at the forefront of innovation for nearly a century, creating technologies that have transformed the worlds of information technology, communications, healthcare, energy, business, and beyond. The school's faculty, students, and alumni have established thousands of companies and lay the technological and business foundations for Silicon Valley. Today, the school continues to seek solutions to important global problems and educate leaders who will make the world a better place.
It sounds extremely cool. Could you tell me the school's mission?
The engineering school's mission is to seek solutions to important global problems and educate leaders who will make the world a better place by placing the power of engineering principles, techniques, and systems. We believe it is essential to educate engineers who possess not only deep technical excellence, but the creativity, cultural awareness, and entrepreneurial skills that come from exposure to the liberal arts, business, medicine, and other disciplines that are an integral part of the Stanford experience.
Wow! And then, I promise, it's the last question. What is the achievement the engineers have made?
You have asked to a right person, for that the school's history is one of the pioneering innovations in research. It transfers discoveries to the broader community and educating tomorrow's leaders and entrepreneurs. Stanford engineering faculty and graduates have founded an estimated 12,700 companies over the decades, contributing jobs and ideas to the global economy and improving people's lives.
I am shocked. Thanks for your asking my question.
You are welcome.
You are listening to Dream to the Adelaide. This is Major Major.
Hi, I love Stanford University. What kinds of language does the department have?
The Department of East Asian Language and Culture at Stanford is dedicated to study of the languages, literature, and the cultures of East Asia. The department prepares students for BA, MA, and PhD degrees in Chinese and Japanese, and has a thriving program in Korean language. It also offers an undergraduate and a PhD minor in Chinese or Japanese language and literature. The department is home to the new Confucius Institute at Stanford University, which is dedicated to research and teaching on Chinese language and culture. The Confucius Institute will soon house a reference library on China, and will present public lectures and workshops open to the public.
Okay, I know. What's the BA in East Asian language?
The BA in East Asian language is a degree for the new humanist who wants her or his education to be broad enough to understand a known Western language and culture. Many students have found that the language skills acquired can be advantageous to their professional careers and have combined studies in East Asian languages with offerings in other central departments, such as art, economics, education, history, law, philosophy, political science, and sociology. Immersion into the cultures of East Asia is a large and important part of the program in the department.
Yeah. What's the function of the East Asian Studies House?
The East Asian Studies House, an undergraduate residence hall on campus, provides students a wide variety of opportunities to expand their knowledge, understanding and appreciation of East Asia. Students are also encouraged to spend at least one semester abroad, either in China or Japan, with Stanford's Overseas Study Program.
That sounds great. Can you tell us something about the art history?
Art history is a discipline that strives to understand works of art, architecture, and design from a variety of perspectives, including the original context of the meeting and the selection, as well as their selection, combination, and display. As culturally imbibed expressions, works of art may use multiple meanings depending on their kind of research and interpretive stages that art historians bring into play. As part of their training, students of art history become proficient in visual analysis as well as historical and cultural interpretation. The discipline of art history teaches students how to engage, understand and interpret architecture and design, material culture, fashion, film and video, painting, prints, photographs and other works on paper, as well as performance and installation art, to name only the most silent forms of visual expression. Beginning with antiquity and extending to the present day, the objects of art historical study are joined from geographically diverse cultures in Africa, Asia, the Americas, East and West Europe, and the Middle East.
When you do, then you'll be free.
Nothing's impossible, free. You'll achieve the unexplainable, free. I believe that miracles happen to those who refuse to be told.
I'd like to study in this university. And what is the requirement?
You must have graduated from year 18 of your high school in your own country with a good grade point average.
To be concrete, please.
You must have your senior secondary school certificate with 3.65 GPA.
For question 4, the correct answer is, as the Humanity and Science College that owns the longest history,
Ivy Tech.
Question 5, did Taplow really graduate from Stanford?
Money is a kind of poetry.Money, the long green, cash, stash, rhino, jack, or just plain dough. Choke it up, fork it over, shell it out. Watch it burn holes through pockets. To be made of it, to have it to burn. Green bags.Double eagles, mega bucks, and genie mess. It greases the palm, feathers the nest. Holds head above water, makes both hands meet.
Hello, guys. See you again. I'm your old friend, Evelyn.
Hello, I'm Florian. In this program,We will have the opportunity to enjoy the top-notch show brought by the alumni from Stanford University.
Just join us and listen carefully to find the answer of Ivy test of this part. Come on!
Something that she won't forget, having no regrets is all that she really wants.
The poem read above is written by Dana Joya, who is an American poet graduated from Stanford University. It is worth mentioning that in 2007, he was named the 2007 commencement speaker with alma mater, Stanford University.
In the speech, he put it, "We live in a culture that barely acknowledges and rarely celebrates the arts or artists.When virtually all of culture's celebrated figures are in sports or in entertainment. How few possible role models we offer the young. There are so many other ways to lead a successful and meaningful life that are not denominated by money or fame.
No more tomorrow.No more tomorrow.
The song you are listening to is called Tomorrow. It's one of the works of Taplow, who is a Canadian rapper, songwriter, and actor of Korean ancestry. Taplow officially debuted as the leader and rapper for the Korean hip-hop group Epikai.
Taplow is an alumni of Stanford too. However,At this point, once in Korea came out an incident called We Demand the Truth from Taplow. In mid-2010, a group of internet users raised doubts about the academic background of Taplow, who majored in English and English literature at Stanford University. that by two fan signs, most notably, we demand the truth from Tableau. Some netizens claim that Tableau could not have graduated from Stanford University with both a bachelor degrees and a master degrees in English and creative writing, respectively, in just 3.5 years.
He became front page news and career in June 2010. Even though Tableau posted his official transcript and other illegal documents online, many netizens refused to believe him and called for other documents such as his immigration statement and diploma to be released. However, despite the documentary and Stanford's administration clearly siding with Tableau, membership asked, "We demand the truth from Tableau," increased and increased within a few days, as numerous netizens refused to believe Tableau or the documentary.
Finally, on October 9th, however, police confirmed that Tableau had indeed graduated from Stanford. Having requested information beyond that, what Tableau had already provided directly from Stanford University.
For question 5, the correct answer is, Tableau is a graduate of Stanford University. My friends, have you got the correct answers for each part above? Anyway, I guess as you are having our Ivy test, you have received the Ivy wishes. Little wishes will gather and turn into a big dream finally. With these Ivy wishes, believe or not, I'm sure you have increased your RP over final exams. Anyway, Ivy team hopes you have happy final exams.
You're listening to Dream to the Ivy League. Here comes the end of our program. My sweet friends, see you next time.
更多节目，下载荔枝FM收听。